Welcome back to Soul Informed, the podcast. It's your boy Jamal.
And Jess.
Well, welcome, Jess. What are we talking about today?
Joseph Robinette Biden. This November.
Not Robinette Jesus. Not Robinette Jesus.
Joe Biden.
Robinette, baby.
We're going full name here. Joseph Robinette Biden and Donald John Trump.
Oh, God.
That is what it's looking like. Another matchup in November. We're reliving the worst time in political history.
The nursing home rumble of 2024.
God willing, there's not another insurrection following that election, but... I mean...
Well, just know that your girl Stefanik said that they were hostages, but... When the picture of that day came out, she was hiding behind that bench scared for her life. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
Joseph Robinette Biden, Donald John Trump. The matchup that not a single person on planet Earth wanted to see happen is likely.
Or beyond.
Yeah. Likely to be happening in November. Given that Nikki Haley doesn't pull the most monumental come through of all time, and I don't see that happening, unfortunately. Well, maybe fortunately, if she's our first female president, I might jump off of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Don't they have nets to catch you now, though?
I know the spots. if you can't tell, listener, neither Jamal nor I wanted to be having this conversation because
neither.
We were hoping, and one of us was praying.
Well, let's guess which one.
Yes, that we would just have better options in every conceivable way, better options this November. But the political machine in this country just keeps force feeding us these geriatric, horrible, octogenarian candidates who would be better serving us in assisted living homes than they would be in the Oval Office. And we are once again going to the polls this November with the reality that voting for the lesser of two evils is what we are dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jess, I have thought about this extensively. I really am trying to wrap my mind around, and I said this a couple of days ago to you, like, listen, I'm like on the fence. Like, I know how harmful Trump is, but with what is going on in Gaza, like we talked about last episode, I just don't even know, like, that it's worth a real, like, I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss. I think like most Americans are right now. Like people are just like, what the actual, you know what? And so I don't know. You heard what I said. You know what? I'm not cursing yet.
I don't know anything anymore, frankly. I feel like I'm sitting on a floating star in outer space watching this. That's how disassociated I am from this election right now.
I feel like I'm in the middle of the ocean watching, just treading water, trying not to drown. Like day after day, news story after news story, circus after circus of both of them just saying, like, it's the gaffes, it's the mental decline, it's the Don Trump accidentally confusing Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi. It's I mean, it's all of that. Like, literally, this isn't even, it's so not funny that it has to be funny to keep you from going insane thinking about it. These people are absolutely bananas.
Which is why we started with laughter in this episode. Because we are currently sitting in Clown Town, USA.
Clown car.
Population, all of us watching a circus, repeatedly saying to ourselves in the back of our minds, these are not my monkeys in the circus. This isn't even my circus. I don't want any part of this. Like, this is actually like a nightmare, and I want to get the fuck out of here. But we are all situated in Clown Town, USA. And so the what fact, we must do.
Mm-hmm. The fact that it's like a talent show at the nursing home is what gets me. Like, I'm not trying. And listen, I have a huge respect for our elders. I just don't think, truthfully, we are literally watching era after era of this country, like hundreds of years of senior citizens force feeding the new generation of people a load of nonsense. So it's like watching a nursing home talent show every day, every single day, every day.
And the banana pudding has gone bad.
Yep. Yeah, sour and rancid.
It's not even to say it's the age, it's to say that it is just these two people serve absolutely no one but themselves. And I will say that always, and that is such an unpopular opinion to say, because how dare you ever say that about Joe Biden? Our decades in politics serving the people, Joe Biden. How dare you? You know, fuck that. Joe Biden's self-serving. He's serving himself. It is an ego trip to stay in office when he knows damn well he has no place in that Oval Office. He said himself, if Trump wasn't running, I wouldn't be running again for re-election.
He promised us
one term. And I did a lot of looking back recently on the coverage that I had when, because if those who don't know the background of the SoPage came about while I was volunteering for Bernie's campaign in 2020. I made the page in February 2020 while I was volunteering outreach to voters across the country. I was posting a lot. I didn't want Joe Biden to be our president. Clearly, I wanted Bernie Sanders to be our president. But what I said then is valid to what I say now. Nothing has changed. Joe Biden was running for that office like he deserved it. That is how he situated himself. That is how he positioned his whole policy, his platform, his speeches. It was as if I've done enough. I deserve this position. Whereas what I felt very strongly as somebody volunteering for Bernie and supporting Bernie was we, the people, deserve this position. I want to get in office and I want to serve the people. I want to make sure you're taken care of. I want to make sure your kids and their kids are taken care of. Joe Biden talked a lot about himself.
I feel like I've aged 20 years, literally, between the first Trump election.
Since the start of recording this.
yeah, since Trump got in office to now, I feel like I've aged 20 years. And quite frankly, it's like exhausting. Like, minus the people that are the loudest and wrongest. Just yelling from one side to the other. Let's set them aside. Like, I think there's a sliver of America that pick up most of the middle that are just like going along, following people along to this shit show that is U.S. politics. Like, we'd want neither one of you. Go away. Leave us alone. Like, they're like political stalkers. And then they have minions that come, like, seriously, every station you turn on, it's either something about what's going on in Gaza and the U.S. government doing something dumb under Joe Biden, or the circus that is Donald Trump, the orange clown, that literally invites you to want to vomit and drown on it.
I get the same vibes from both of them, frankly. I'm disgusted by both of them as leaders and as human beings.
Not as human beings.
I mean, if we're being honest, this is a safe space. I'm not a fan of either of them. And it is, I said this recently when you and I were on a live, it weighs on me heavily how much time, effort, and labor I put in to uplifting Joe Biden as a candidate and helping him secure that seat. I don't think we would have been better off with another 4 years of Trump. The last couple of, like, I do not think a second term in 2020 would have been beneficial to anybody. But looking,
yeah, at, I mean,
yeah,
what do you got?
And I have no problem saying that. Obviously, fuck Donald Trump from now until forever. It's always it will always be fuck Donald Trump and anybody who supports him and anybody in his orbit. Fuck all of you. But back to what I was saying. It disgusts me how much I did to uplift somebody who has done virtually nothing he promised he would do, which were the things that really propelled me to support him. Ending the federal death penalty, that was big for me. Hasn't done that. Actually sought it out recently in a case federally. He hasn't done that. A lot of the social justice, criminal reforms that he promised, never came through on those. Ending forever wars while in 1 week you bomb Yemen 4 times, that's certainly not ending forever wars. We're not going to act like the pullout from Afghanistan was fucking flawless, because that would be a lie. The list goes on and on. What's happening at the border is more cruel and inhumane than under Trump. The contracts that the federal government has with private prison companies, and we're spending millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. They're fighting to keep an ICE facility open in New Jersey across the river from me. The list goes on and on, and I have a running list actually written down of all of the things that piss me off about Joe Biden.
At this point, Joe just needs to drop out. He just needs to drop out.
Yes, but I think if we're going to speak logically to the vote blue, no matter who, you can't criticize Biden because he's a saint among men. We need to come equipped with the facts. Joe Biden has not made strides. He has not created a better reality for all of the people of this country. That is a lie. And if you are saying shit like that, you're lying to yourself and whoever you're talking to. He has not been the savior he promised to be.
You know, look, this is the thing that I think about U.S. politics. It feels like I'm at a grocery store, but I'm restricted to the aisle with the dented canned goods. And I have to pick the canned good that's not going to give me botulism. But I really can't tell which one is going to give me botulism until I actually eat it. And so I'm just kind of like at this weird space where I'm so frustrated and angry and unsure. And I don't know how we've gotten to this place in this country where there's actually not some reasonability. Like, it should be reasonable, right? That people shouldn't be being bombed to death in Palestine. Like, let's just set everything aside. Like, forget your politics. You shouldn't kill almost 30,000 people, 12,000 of them children, and be like, well, you know, that's the cost of war. But, you know, like, literally, I am trapped on the dented canned good of American politics aisle at clusterfuck grocery store, and I am confused.
In Clown Town, USA.
in Clown Town, USA, where the mayor is literally a circus clown. I can't. And so I think the thing that we need to start like doing is like pushing candidates. And I know we're going to talk more about this as we further get into the 2024 election cycle, or as we get further into it. But like, we've got to start electing people that have not held elected office to Congress. Like, just never held an elected office that's sick of the clown show that is the United States government's political elected body. Like, just start electing the single mother that knows what it means to have kids at home that are hungry, that have to work 2 jobs to make it work. Elect the people that are like literally doing something, that understand what it means to struggle. Elect the people that don't agree with killing people no matter what, i.e. the one congressperson that I do know about is Barbara Lee, right? Like, that votes against wars consistently. Yeah. Like, we've got to start electing people that actually give a shit and can't be bought.
Well, that's very, very hard, I think, to find in the clown town USA that we live in, that we are fueled by capitalists and greed and fucking evil, you know, if we want to get down to the nitty gritty, overturn Citizens United.
Yep.
Get rid of the Electoral College.
Yep.
Give us a different way to vote. Give us ranked choice voting nationwide.
Yep.
I don't popular vote. Oh my God. If we were basing it off the popular vote, Hillary Clinton would have been our president. We never would have had Cheeto Finger Trump. We never would have had that.
not hot Cheeto Finger Trump.
That man can't handle a hot Cheeto. You know, he's just basic Cheeto man, but
dipped in mayo.
Yeah. If the majority of people of this country are voting for somebody and that person doesn't win, what kind of democracy are we living in? It's fucking crazy. I do think, as you said, you open the dented can and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my right foot now because I just ate this and I thought it was okay because it seemed okay. John Fetterman's a great example of that.
Your bestie. All I'm saying is that's your bestie. Y'all are pals now, don't you?
My bestie. That is a man that I thought, fuck, this guy is solid. This guy is solid. Everything he's saying, everything he stands for, the things he's fighting for, the things he has fought for in office, solid dude. I helped his campaign out. I amplified his campaign. I got people excited about who he was and what he was going to do in Congress. And then he gets into Congress and all of a sudden pulls his pants down and there's an Israeli flag hanging from his balls. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. It makes me sick. It literally churns my stomach that I go hard for these people who turn out to be colossal fucking moral failures. I hate it. But that is what you're saying. Somebody can package themselves to be so brilliant. A brilliant candidate. You're packaging yourself. You're selling yourself. You're making promises. And then you get into office and you fail all the people that put you there. So our response as voters who give somebody a job, when we elect somebody, we're giving them a job and we're actually paying their salaries. So it is our responsibility to pay attention to what they're doing and give them a performance review. Make sure you know what they're doing. You're paying attention, you're being critical, you're speaking out, you're holding them accountable. And if at that point they still refuse to do their job in the way that they promised you, the voter, that they would do it, you vote them out. That is what we have to do. Every single seat in the House of Representatives is up for re-election. And if you don't know what's going on with if you don't even know who your elected official in the House is, it's a good time to find out, as we're 10 months out from the election. Less than 10 months now, actually.
I got a question.
God in heaven.
You said we pay their salary. Just wondering, can I get a refund?
Yeah, I would like to deduct the hundreds of thousands of dollars from my taxes that I paid in taxes to pay these people to be fucking terrible at their jobs. I would like that.
But I mean, I can literally just show up. I think what we need to start doing is just like showing up to Congress more. That's not an invitation for you all. I know some of you all on the right hear that a different way. I'm not trying to overthrow the government, you crazy fool, you. But I think we got to start getting people into elected office that actually will go and speak and be unbought and unbossed in the words of the distinguished Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm from New York, right? Like, God rest her soul. I think we have to be unbought and unbossed and prepared to have the very difficult conversations that need to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we invite the chaos that is American politics to continue to consume us. And we continue to find ourselves in the posture and position of helplessness that we find ourselves in. I mean, like, we're laughing on here, not because we're tickled, but because we're disgusted to a place of extreme delusion.
I am exhausted and I laugh. I laugh because if I do not make a joke of it, it will absolutely cripple me. The horrors are never ending, yet I remain silly. That is going to be written on my tombstone when I die.
I was going to write something else on there, you know. I was going to write something on their tombstone for you, but go ahead with that
one. For the listener, Jamal, I think it's important that we give people the tools, right? This is not just us sitting here giggling and talking shit about Clown Town USA. This is us trying to educate people.
Well, I thought I just wanted to talk about people today, but go ahead. I can add something.
Jot this down with a pen or pencil, or you can open up the notes app on your phone and put this in there. If you want to know what the fuck your tax dollars are buying you from these politicians, you're paying their salary, what are they doing? Here's how you find out. Ballotpedia.org. Votesmart.org. OpenSecrets.org. Go to their candidates' website and go to congress.gov. That's all the tea you are going to need on those motherfuckers to find out what they're doing in office, what they're not doing in office, and who they're taking money from to influence those actions.
Piping hot tea. Piping hot, fresh tea that might burn your tongue. And you know how your tongue gets very leathery? Yeah. So drink some of that tea. Go find out what these people are doing. Because the truth of the matter is, yes, most people don't know what the hell their elected official does. Mm. All they know is that somebody from one party or another told them to support some person that they've never heard of a day in their life, typically. And it is a literal talent show with who can shovel you the most bullshit and make you think that it's filet mignon. And so I think very good information to give people is like, look, go see how these people are voting. Go look at these people that are literally voting to stop giving food to students in school that are starving in this country, yet we have billions of dollars to send overseas to countries like Israel to bomb other people. Mm-hmm. I'd like my student loans forgiven before we start giving money to foreign countries, please and thank you.
I would like, you know, access to education for the people of this country before we're paying for your access to education for the people of Israel, frankly, with my tax dollars. But that's a conversation for another episode. In this episode, I would encourage everybody, look into your elected officials. You can actually, there is a website that I'm going to pull up so I make sure I'm giving you the correct information that is tracking Biden's promises. And it's on PolitiFact.com. It's called the Biden Promise Tracker. And they are tracking the 99 biggest, most important promises that Biden made while he was running for office. And I, friends, have to report that only 27% of those promises have come to fruition while that man has been in office. And I don't want to hear it's because of Congress. I don't want to hear it's because of whatever the fuck. I don't want to hear it's because his dog bit a Secret Service agent and Biden was distraught about it for 2 weeks and couldn't get anything done. Your excuses mean nothing to me, and neither do Biden's. He made promises that he didn't come through on. And you, listener, if you're Team Biden, we're going so hard on Donald Trump for not coming through on his promises, and you need to hold that same energy for your own party.
I think the other thing that I want to say to people that are listening is, like, give your brain a break to be able to process what's going on in the world. Like, literally, I feel like moving to a nunnery and becoming a nun.
Jamal is currently with his hands on his forehead, like he is about to pass out face first into the camera.
Well, the keyboard probably, but still, my head is big, so it might mash both of them. But, you know, I think the thing is just, like, give yourself and your brain a break from these politics. Also, people have to earn your vote. Don't let somebody tell you, just vote the way, like, Donald Trump is such a terror that I don't know what I'm going to do at this point. But what is happening to the people in Gaza is such hell on earth that I don't know that I can support what Biden represents, which is
genocide.
More of the same. No. I'm talking about just the idea of these elected officials that we keep elected. It's just more of the same promises that never come to fruition. Mm. While people's lives actually hang in the balance. And I like, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. If you're exhausted and tired, give your brain a break from some of this stuff. Like, I don't know. I need to find a vacation somewhere where there's no internet access and no television so I can just like exist without thinking of the stuff that's going on in this world. And I know that like that seems very privileged. I'd rather be sane and in my right mind most of the time than put myself on the cusp of just insanity. And I feel like trying to wrap my brain around this is absolutely driving me insane.
Well, as somebody who lives in a constant state of having been insane for years now, being so deeply embedded in politics, I'll be here reporting on everything that's going on. Don't you worry. We deserve better in this country. All of us. And it might be shocking beyond belief for some people to hear me say this, but I believe all of us deserve better. And that goes for the people who I disagree fundamentally with on everything. They Yep. deserve better too.
Yep.
If you are living in, I don't know, I'm not going to name a state because I don't want to offend the good people of that state, but if you're living in a red state, you hate me because I'm outspoken. You hate me because I believe in basic human rights. You hate me because I support abortion rights. You hate me for everything I stand for, and you let me know every single day from every burner account you could possibly ever make. And there are a lot
from your mom's,
of
you. From your mom's basement.
And there are a lot of you. I still want better for you too. I want you to have yeah. access to healthcare. I want you to be able to afford to live in this country and not be struggling. I don't want you to be hungry. I don't want your kids to be hungry. I don't want the reality that we are all living in this country. I don't want it. It doesn't matter how terrible of a person you are. Nobody deserves the reality of this country. No one. And yeah. it is because of the people on Capitol Hill. It is because of the people sitting in the governor's office in your state. It is because of the people making the decisions behind closed doors that you and I are not privy to the conversations they're having. It's because of the money they're taking that we can't find out about because of things like Citizens United. It is because of those things that our lives are more difficult than they have to be. And none of us deserve it.
And ladies and gentlemen,
we need to demand better.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sermon on the Mount, part two.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to become the youngest president of the United States of America. I'm throwing my hat in the ring. I'm 30 years old, but we could forge some paperwork because if Rafael Cruz from Canada can run for president as Ted Cruz from Texas, Jess Natale from New York, who's 30 but could pretend I'm a little bit older, I can run for president too.
We'll get somebody with makeup skills to make you look like 80. Then you'll definitely win.
And I'll slam dunk the election.
Yeah, I mean, do your research and just recognize that a lot of these politics, yes, president matters, but your local politics matters as well. I'm in a place in this country that I'm not going to name, but I just think like the very liberal state, very liberal local council, they have dropped the ball repeatedly too. Like I have to walk out of my building and make sure that I'm not stepping in human, you know what, every single day. And so something's broken in our politics where we have looked beyond regular people. We're not engaging the need for our unhoused brothers and sisters. Like we're just in a very crappy place in U.S. politics. And I think though some of us constantly are like, no, I don't want to run for office because I don't want to be part of that machine. The truth of the matter is
you're screaming at me as you say that.
Yeah, no, I am screaming at you. I'm screaming at myself too. I think like we both need to be running for office. I think that there are several other people that need to be running for office. I think there are countless people that I see daily doing the work to try to make their communities better. And we're not being helpful by not running for those offices and complaining about the people that occupy them. We do no justice by doing that because then all we are complainers. And so I think we have to either A, run or prop up people and help people run and win that are actually going to do the hard work of making this country a better place. And listen, the truth of the matter is we got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. Help me.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me.
No, I agree with what you're saying. I think as somebody who is also living in a quote-unquote liberal area, and I'm stuck with the fake Democrat piece of shit sitting in a trash can, Eric Adams, as my mayor, who is doing nothing but rolling back progress and trying to beat down any idea of progress in the city here. It's rough. It's tough. We're not in a good place in this country. We're not in a good place in this world. And I think a lot of why we're not in a good place in this world is because of the fucking United States of America. And that is because of the people who we've elected to office, or the people who just can't seem to lose. Like Ted Cruz. How is that man still in office? How are you still in? He's up for re-election this year. How are you still holding office? He spends more time on his podcast than he does working in Congress. He spends more time on Fox News talking shit than he does actually, like, I don't know, and on the floor of the Senate. Like, it's insanity. We need to take inventory of who's working for us versus who is working for themselves and lining their pockets with special interest money. That is what we need to do.
Yeah. I think, you know, we're just at this place. I frequently think to myself, and I'm going to give you my litmus test for where people vote and like how I vote. If you send me a mailer in the mail every single day or three times a week or twice a week, I'm immediately giving you the side eye because I'm trying to figure out how your community is falling apart. I mean, at the seams. Yet you're spending $4 or $5 million mailing something to my house to tell me to vote for you. Like, I literally, there are places in this country that are absolutely destitute, and they too are represented by a member of Congress. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, how are you mailing this shit to people's houses, but you got people in your district that are starving to death? So, like, start looking at that too. I think, like, that is a huge litmus test. I always give the side eye to the person that sends a ton of mailers, and then I want to go look and see where they get their money from. Mm-hmm. And with Citizens United, it's sometimes very hard to be able to ascertain. But at the end of the day, I think we need to start electing people that are just regular old human beings. Jess, do you have closing thoughts for today? Because I got to find some food.
Oh, darling, do I have closing thoughts?
Oh, God, here we go.
Donald Trump held office for 4 years. He did not save anybody. He promoted himself as a savior to the average, I don't know, lower class white American man. He saved no one. He couldn't even save himself. And that is why he is wrapped up in litigation in courts right now. He was a colossal failure. Joe Biden is situating himself to also be a colossal failure. And those are the two options that the political establishment is forcing down our throats this November. I encourage you to ask yourself if you want to continue on that way. If you want the rest of your life to be voting for the two worst candidates possible that are being handpicked by the political establishment for you to have to suffocate in the voting booth while you're holding your breath voting for them. We do not need to live like this. It is time that we band together and really, really push forward with a strong third party, a party for the people. And not the people's party, I want to be clear. That's a whole other thing. We need a strong third party. We need another option. That is my recommendation. That is my closing thought. That my is the thought I have before I fall asleep every single night, actually. So now you know.
My closing thought is I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Like, I'm just exhausted with U.S. politics. Like, I can't anymore. When we come back to you next time, given the date and time that we're taping this podcast, our next episode is going to be on the ICGA ruling that is going to determine if Israel is temporarily prohibited from engaging in genocide. And so it'll take years for a final dispensation, but we are waiting to see what those temporary measures that are going to be put in place. And so our next episode, when we talk to you buddies again, we're going to be talking about the ICJ. As always, I love you all on purpose. Jess?
Be well. Take your vitamins. We'll see you next time.